Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg reporter Charles Gorovin. Have people lost their taste for burrito bowls and burgers? Can't imagine how. Younger customers aren't making their way to Chipotle and Shake Shack like they used to, and the sales are suffering as a result. Charles, so talk about the competition for fast food chains and what we're seeing now.
Yeah, thanks for having me today. So what we heard is that Chipotle is saying it isn't losing customers to competitors, but to grocery stores and eating at home. That's according to CEO Scott Boatwright today, who emphasized that younger consumers are an especially challenged cohort. Right now they're facing unemployment, student loan repayments, and weak wage growth. And Chipotle is saying that is dragging on their sales.
So they're learning to eat smarter and cheaper.
Well, that seems to be the case.
And this is a behavioral change for them? I mean, so many young people that I knew were just, you know, door dashing left and right.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think the big thing that was being referenced here is that the economy is really hard right now for young people, 24 to 34 specifically. Back when when there was a rate cut in September, Jerome Powell referred to a low hire, low fire economic environment. So, I mean, that's sort of suggesting that major companies just aren't hiring employees or letting them go either. And that seems to be taking a toll on young folks in general.
What's happening at Shake Shack?
So Shake Shack wasn't as explicit about what young people are doing specifically. Instead, CEO Rob Lynch just sort of echoed similar concerns, saying that youth unemployment is obviously impacting the sector. And just like Chipotle, he also emphasized that there's also a pullback here among those who are earning under $100,000 a year.
So do they suggest they might have to make changes in their menu and their pricing?
Yes, you know, I'll speak to Chipotle at least. They sort of phased out an approach that, you know, instead of the usual approach of just raising prices to offset larger inflationary pressures, they're planning to take a more slow and measured approach. So they're going to test potential price increases in select restaurants before deciding how to roll them out. And they also want to better communicate their value proposition to consumers as they dine out just less frequently in general. So I think that for Chipotle, that means, you know, emphasizing the brand is, from their perspective, offering freshly prepared food and portions priced closer to fast food chains, even though they're often described as what we'd say more of a fast casual restaurant.
Could they be targeting other kinds of demographics? So instead of this younger demographic, maybe, you know, young families, people who are on the go.
Yeah, I can't say exactly who they'll be targeting, but I can say that this does seem to be a challenge because Chipotle, the CEO today said that they have about 25% of their sales coming from customers in that 24 to 34 age group, which is a greater portion relative to the rest of the industry, according to CEO Scott Boatwright. So it's a good question, and I think we'll have to see what their plan is and also how well they can execute it.
Are there other restaurants in this zone that might be feeling the same or might be coming out with something similar in the future?
Yeah, I mean, it's a question that I think restaurants will have to ask if they're catering to this younger demographic, because, you know, just for some larger context, unemployment among people who are aged 20 to 24 has surged to the highest in more than 4 years since the end of 2024. That's up 9.2% in August, up to 9.2% in August. And wage growth for workers who are 25 to 29 has slowed to its weakest pace since 2011, according to JP Morgan Chase data. So this age group seems challenged, and I'm sure that it's going to be a question on a lot of executives' minds as they think about this economy moving forward.
This must be good then for grocery stores.
Yeah, I wonder how we'll be able to see those results. And maybe, as you mentioned at the beginning, people will just be starting to eat smarter and cheaper. And that might mean bringing packing your lunch or hitting the grocery store for something a bit more affordable.
Yep. Sounds and works for me. Thanks very much. That is Bloomberg reporter Charles Gorvin. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology Weekdays that comes at you at 8 a.m.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.